every Thursday morning, we check in with our good friend and very busy chancellor at Ivy Tech. It's our good friend, Jenny Vaughn. Jenny, good morning. How are you?
I'm doing great. How are you two doing this morning?
It's too early to tell on that. Let me get this straight. You've had a solar eclipse. You've had the first day of classes. You've had Senator Todd Young. You've been in the newspaper twice.
Yes.
I guess we don't have anything to talk about. We'll get back with you next week when you have
we're done. Thank you.
Something
have a
going
great
on.
Weekend.
Hi.
Enjoy the weather.
Let's start on Monday, shall we? We'll look back and go in chronological order.
First day of classes and an eclipse.
There you go. So welcome back. Welcome back. Daniel's Way, bubbling with activity. Tell us what you saw to open things up on Monday.
Oh, it was just such a blast. So you may have seen the article in the HT over the weekend on Sunday about, this is our 15th year on Daniel's Way at Ivy Tech. I'm in the building. And boy, we had a blast just celebrating that on Monday. So John Weikart, Chancellor Emeritus, and Connie Ferguson, our regional board of trustee chairperson, and then, of course, our president, Sue Elsterman, and I greeted students on the first day on our anniversary date out in the front of the building and just welcoming everybody. And then, of course, all of the faculty and staff were helping. And we do that anyway. We do that every as we kick off a new semester. Faculty and staff wear T-shirts to say, hey, if you got a question, ask me. They guide them, to get registered, to find a classroom, to find the bookstore, and all of those kinds of things. It was just the energy. It's always a blast. It's so much fun. And then we celebrated the solar eclipse, and that was a blast.
You had people, not only did you have students there, it was outside. You had a little tent. You had all kinds of things. People brought their lawn chairs. I mean, it was just like a party.
Well, it lasted all afternoon. It was a three-hour event. You should bring a lawn chair. It's exhausting standing.
It was so great. They just kept showing up, and there were people from all over their community. There were people that had never been on our campus.
That's right.
We had tons of glasses, and we shared them. It was just a blast. I went out there and just talked to everybody, and I was able to see the eclipse. And boy, what a lifetime thing to be able to see. It was just pretty cool. Did you guys see it?
You should have had everybody turn their glasses in afterwards, and you could have used them for the 2024 event that's coming up.
That's right.
That's going to pass directly over Bloomington.
Right.
So you think you had...
I've already got my house rented for that period of time.
Airbnb.
Are you calling me? Yeah.
You can stay all week, folks.
The value is pretty high.
About $25,000.
Hey, one thing that intrigued me, too, was the Eclipse watermelon that somebody brought.
Oh, yes. A guy close by that was...
just came over.
And he said, he knew people were going to be there. And he comes up to me, and he didn't know who I was. He just comes up to me and goes, hey, I've got all these watermelon, and I want to give it out to people that are here. And I'm like, well, I can't let you sell them. We're not going to do that. Well, I'm going to give them away. And so, that's what he did.
So they had a party with watermelon and sunglasses and everything.
So this guy drives over in a tractor full of watermelon?
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah, it was awesome.
Got the hay in the back of it.
How did he know it was your 15th anniversary? I can't wait to see what he does on your 20th anniversary.
I know, right? I'm thinking diamonds. So I'm just saying.
Now, you had the senator there, too. How did that go?
Yes, we did. It went very, very well. First, the original reason why he was coming to our campus was that he was meeting with Cook and myself and a couple of the staff members to talk about the My Cook Pathway. Mm-hmm. And Achieve Your Degree program, which you've heard on the radio. Jessica Duncan coordinates that on our campus. And it's a great program, and it's very, very successful. And the senator wanted to hear more about that and what kind of help he could give to that with other companies and things like that throughout the state. So that was great. And then at the same time, we hosted the chamber, we reserve our space for our community members and partners, and the chamber is a great one. And so they had their Federal Focus event on our campus with the senator, and it was great. Second day of classes, we were able to handle it, not a problem.
Sold out luncheon. Jim Inman was there.
Let me get this straight. Day one of classes, solar eclipse. Day two of classes,
right.
Senator Todd Young.
Yeah.
Right.
What the hell did you guys do on Wednesday?
We just slept in. Oh, there the you go. Well,
that's
great.
Fair. Yeah. That's fair. Jenny Vaughn's our guest this morning. She's the chancellor at Ivy Tech. You couldn't have planned a busier first week, but everybody's been great. The weather's been great. So it has to be exciting times. And then your media coverage this week has been
It was incredible. Let's talk a little bit about the media coverage, because one of the big issues is with the new part of the building, not the whole 15-year-old part. We're doing a lot of things with energy conservation, and that's a huge story.
It really is, you know, and the headline saying we're using less energy now than when we opened 15 years ago is completely true. It's pretty amazing. Plus, we added an additional 90,000 square feet. So, all of that kudos, all of that, that story belongs to Doug Maddock, our director of facilities. You've heard him on the radio before, but and our relationship with Duke Energy. There was a program that we went through with Duke Energy, a rebate program, just one example of how we're saving energy. And we put LED lights in the new part of the Cook Pavilion. And so we were able to get quite a substantial rebate just from that one thing. And then we used those dollars to then put LED lights in the older part of the building. And so, there's a lot of different things that we're doing, and Doug Maddock has really led that charge. And we were pretty excited to be able to have both of those. But I'd like to add, just a reminder that Duke Energy was a big part of that for us. So it's just been great. Great story this week.
Well, and the other thing that I want to give you an opportunity to mention, because there's like more news items. I'll give it to you, and then you tell us about it. TSAP, okay. Optometric, Engineering Technology Accreditation. These are huge stories for Ivy Tech.
That's right. These are all things. We've started our optometric program. We've got the course or the class is full. The engineering technology news is we've been accredited in what's called ABET, so that's the Accreditation Board for Engineering and Technology, and we're the only ones in the state through Ivy Tech that has this accreditation. This is the same accreditation that most four-year engineering technology programs receive, and our campus has received that, and it's very, very, very important.
It's a six-year accreditation.
It's huge, and it's huge for our students who then want to transfer that degree to go on to, say, Purdue or wherever they decide to go. And the kudos there goes to the program chair, Christine Griffith, and the only female engineering technology program chair across the state.
Wow.
Pretty awesome. And the program is thriving, and it's you can leave that program, get a job, and have a great salary, or you can transfer and go on to Purdue or wherever. So it's just and the accreditation is just,
Talk about the TSAP program and what that means.
The TSAP program. So that, higher ed has the more acronyms than anybody else, but that is, it's called it's like PDQ, ASAP, AYD, TSAP is the Transfer Single Articulation Program. And basically what that does is we take a program, and we got two just recently approved, biology and chemistry. So a student can come in and get an associate degree in biology and chemistry, and there will be more coming, and we have tons of others that have been approved, like business, et cetera. And then that degree fully moves to a four-year institution. So, for example, Indiana University, if a student finishes their degree with us, they transfer to IU, they go in as a junior status. So that's a big deal as well, and those two degrees were just recently approved through the Commission of Higher Ed, and we're just thrilled, and we're going to have more and lots more news about all of that.
Now, you still have, we want people to know about the state government training programs, underemployed, unemployed, there are opportunities there, and Ivy Tech is participating in that, and there's money involved there, too.
Absolutely. We are participating in this, as well as Vincennes University. It's a grant from the governor's office. Recently, he shared all of that. I think he's actually on the road in the state of Indiana sharing that across the state. But it's two different grants, and one is the Work Ready Grant, and that's for anybody who wants to, basically I use the word upskill, their skill level. So if they want a higher paying job in a different area, they can come to us, and there's certain specific requirements and different programs, but we can guide you and help you, and that's $3 to go back to school or to go to school to get those certificates to move on to a higher paying job. Then there's the next level jobs, and that's for companies that can apply to give the professional development to their current employees, and that's a lot of dollars as well. So if you need any and want to ask any questions about either of those, you can go on to the government, Indiana's government website, or you can call us. You can call us directly because we have all the information, and we can share that with you.
And by the way, you ought to have a cup of coffee this morning because that's what you're doing this morning and this afternoon for the students.
That's right.
Free coffee.
Yeah, that's right. Welcome back coffees this morning and this afternoon. The students come back for the evening classes. Today we have a student involvement fair, which is always great. So student organizations and then volunteer agencies in the community come, and they're all set up in Tree Fall and in the Cook Pavilion. So students can go and see, you know, is there a volunteer opportunity, or maybe there's a club or organization I want to join. So that's this afternoon. The team has just done an amazing, amazing job. And tomorrow night, we kick off the end of the week with food and activities, and we'll be showing a movie, Guardians of the Galaxy, family night from 5 to 8 on campus. I hope people show up because the weather's beautiful. Come on out and see a great movie with your family.
Now do it all again next week.
And then we'll do it all again next week.
Well, you better put your feet up this weekend and rest up because you guys have worked hard this week. Congratulations on the opening week and all the fantastic things heading and going on at Ivy Tech. Next week when we talk to you, it'll be the final day of August. You will get us ready for the Labor Day weekend. We're excited to do that. Have a great weekend this weekend, and we'll talk to you next week.
Thank you.